Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So, Maria gets the phone tap treatment this morning. Yay, evil laugh. So, that's exciting for her. We all get
Are you taking the vigilante's evil laugh?
evil laugh.
evil laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, speaking of,
I like it.
Yeah, the vigilante going to be hacking in at around 7. Another opportunity for you to pick up $1,000. Get your name on a list of, quote, winners. And I put them in quotes because, you know.
Still not sure.
Still not sure. I mean, you know, money, yes. He hacked
in
it
theory.
From us. Yes, right. So, since we're not cutting the check necessarily, we don't necessarily know if everything's good. So I would assume everything
is
fine.
I'm wondering if he's doing the same timeline, because typically we have, like, you know, hey, 6 to 8 weeks, we'll send you a check, you know, with our little corporate situation. I'm wondering if he's making them wait the same amount of time.
I don't know.
Or if they're getting immediate payment. I don't know.
Good question. So the vigilante around 7, and then do you give the guy a second chance after he cheated?
Oh.
What if...
Ooh, that's always controversial.
Yeah, and what if it was after 12 years? So there's some time there. So,
okay.
Yeah, group therapy coming up here this morning. Interesting, like at face value, you're like, okay, well, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. And that's kind of her stance, or at least her friend's stance on it. But
12 years is a long time, though, and people can change.
For sure. For sure. So, anyways, we'll dive into that coming up here this morning as well. Plus, feel-good stories and all that every single hour here this morning on DJX. You know, nobody tells you when you have daughters that someday you're going to have to either hide your own bath towel in order to have something to dry off with when you get out of the shower, or sacrifice your own cleanliness because there are no bath towels to speak of in the bathroom.
What do you mean? You sacrifice your own cleanliness? Like you just don't shower?
Yeah. So alarm rings this morning. It's very early. Wake up. I shuffle into the bathroom. I get my toothbrush ready because I... knock two birds with one stone out. I brush my teeth in the shower. We've already had this conversation. It's fine.
Sure. Very efficient.
Yeah. So I get ready to turn on the shower. I open up the cabinet where we keep our towels because there are none that are hanging on the rack. And there are no towels. None. It's completely barren. And so I'm like, okay. So I walk to the laundry room and I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's just like a partially used towel that's sitting on top. I walk to the laundry room. There are no towels in the laundry room.
What is happening?
They are all up in my daughter's room.
They just hoarded them all?
I have three daughters, two 17-year-olds, one 10-year-old. They, between the three of them, have a towel for their hair, towels for their body, and then the partially used towels from the showers previous in their dirty clothes hamper. So,
hang on. How many towels do they need?
That's my question, Kelly!
Yeah. No,
and
listen,
that's why
I'm on team one towel. Sorry, I do have a microfiber towel for the hair, but then just one regular towel. And listen, I make that thing last, you know, a couple of days.
Now, to be fair to my daughters, they have much thicker, longer hair than you do. However,
thank you for rubbing that in.
Right. I didn't know that I would have to have a stash, a secret stash of bath towel, I could take a shower and actually dry off with something other than a washcloth.
You know what? I know exactly what I'm going to get you for the next occasion that I need to buy you a gift. I'm going to get you monogrammed towels.
Wow. Okay.
Daddy's towel. No touchy.
I've upgraded from the boxer shorts.
Weird patterned boxer shorts.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
To monogrammed towels. You know what, Kelly? You know, I don't even think monogrammed towels would be safe. They would just take it with no regard.
That's true. But you need to do, you have to find a special spot for your secret stash.
That's what I'm saying.
Of towels that you know you can always replenish.
No, listen.
It's a necessity.
No one talks about this. No one talks about the fact that if you
honestly,
have...
I don't think it's a typical problem. I don't think it's a typical problem. I don't know a lot of other women, girls, who use that many towels.
Sherry texts in and says, I hide my towels. I feel your pain. I use two towels, one for my massive amount of hair on my head and one for my body, and I use the same towels for 2 to 3 showers. Why not? I'm clean. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's true. I do that too. I about 2 to 3 showers because you're drying off a clean body.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I do that too. But now I will say this. I have my favorite towels that I really kind of hope that nobody else uses. They're extra fluffy.
Yeah.
So those are my faves. But you know, and so I kind of put the ones that are on their way out in the lifespan upstairs for the kids. Is that bad?
No, not at all. They don't care.
They're almost like sandpaper.
Yeah. They don't appreciate the soft fluffiness of towels like you do.
No, and their bodies can handle it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, yeah, I think there is a little bit of a, you know, the girls are using an excessive amount of towels. So you, in that situation, you are going to have to compensate for that by buying your, you know what? You go to the store today, Sparky. You buy yourself some luxurious daddy towels. And then you find a really super special secret place that they don't know about. And that's where you keep
these
them.
Are my towels.
Yes.
Yeah, so the $1 million question texted by several listeners. So, did you shower this morning? And that answer is...
I think that's no.
I turned around, turned the shower off, brushed my teeth, got dressed, and left. So, you know...
You didn't... Wait, did you even do like a little in the sink bits?
I didn't...
The bits and pits?
I didn't...
No?
I didn't do much, so I changed my underwear. It wasn't like I was reusing that, so... I mean, overall, I would say I'm masking it with deodorant. I think I'm fine.
Okay. Do you still have that Chocolate Axe body spray in the office?
No, I don't, Kelly. Sorry. But again, this is the thing that no one likes to talk about, and no one ever explained to me that I was going to have to someday, when I had 3 daughters of my own, hide and hoard bath towels in order to even take a shower and dry myself off. So anyways.
To be honest, Sparky, I would have warned you had I known they were going to be excessive towel users.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I feel like, it's excessive a little bit. Is anybody else thinking of picturing you with like the, you know, like Pigpen from Peanuts, you know, with the little flies, dirt?
I hope not.
Circling your head.
I feel like I'm okay to go a day without a shower, you know?
All right, well.
Okay. Feel good. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So a luxury staffing firm has shared a listing online on behalf of one family that needs 3 full-time nannies to care for their 2 kids, a baby, and a toddler.
Oh!
Like each nanny,
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, exactly, would work 12-hour shifts, live in their mansion in the Presidio Heights area of Napa, California. There are just, you know, under 50 requirements and qualifications for the role. I mean, obviously, you got to be knowledgeable about child development, capable of teaching children manners and etiquette, but also be laid back and fun.
All right.
You have to cook and clean and craft and ferry the children wherever they need to go, including when the family travels to their various residences across the country for up to 10 weeks a year.
Wow.
You also have to support every aspect of the children's social and intellectual development in the form of games, activities, and organizational projects.
All right.
Such as choosing toys for donation,
right,
rotating wardrobes seasonally,
all right,
and clearing up books as they age out of them quarterly or biannually.
All right.
You also have to be discreet with respect to the employer's privacy and sign a confidentiality agreement. Are you ready for the hefty payout?
Ready.
$100,000 a year.
Where's this? What city?
This is in Napa, the Presidio Heights area of Napa. Famous area with mansions.
All right, so $100,000 sounds a lot, but that's probably translated in Louisville talk salary to more like $40,000 a year.
Well, you're not paying for accommodations.
Okay, I guess.
You're living rent-free in a mansion.
All right.
And they're going to pay 3 people. So they're spending $300,000 on nannies, and they give you health insurance, dental and vision, paid vacation, sick leave, and an annual bonus pending your performance evaluation.
All right, that's pretty good. That is a feel good. Yeah. You're right.
So a baby and a toddler. You're in charge of a baby and a toddler. And you get to live in a mansion.
All right.
In Napa. All Do you right. think my kids would be upset?
If you moved to Napa?
Yeah. Just, hey, mommy's going to go test this out for a year. Just to see how it...
Well, there's,
you
there's,
know, I'll
there's,
send you some money.
There's FaceTime. We're good. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. Okay?
Okay.
I think the saying goes like an idle mind is the devil's playground. Something like that means like, you know, when you're bored or whatever.
You make bad choices.
Exactly. So if you can manage to make it through the day without setting a house on fire because you're bored, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, why? Why are we setting a house on fire?
They're bored.
They were bored. So, hey, let's just see if we can burn the house down.
So four teenage girls.
Oh, no.
Were bored. And decided to set fire to an unoccupied house. Then they were going to post the footage on Snapchat.
Oh, wow.
You guessed it. That's how they got caught.
Did they just think that, oh, you know what? That house is kind of ugly. Let's just burn it down and we'll do the neighborhood a favor.
Not sure what they were thinking, but
okay.
The girls told police they started the fire because they were bored. And they were released to their families, and their cases will be heard in juvenile court. So, if...
Hang on. All wait, right, before right, you go into right. your final lesson.
Okay.
I feel as though if you're a teenager and you haven't yet learned that burning things for fun is bad, we need to examine the parenting, right?
I think, yes, parenting is probably a majority of the reason why... This
You're supposed to learn fire's bad as a toddler,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I feel as though we've skipped a couple lessons along the learning path if you're a teenager and you haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we give you these examples as examples of what not to do today, all right?
Okay.
You know what? If you're bored, eat or do a crossword puzzle.
Play a game.
There you go. Setting the bar. Manage. Oh, make it through the day without setting a house on fire because you're bored, you're doing okay.
I mean, just when I think that I can't be shocked, I am a little.
There you go. Welcome to the show.
All right.
American Idol last night. Did you happen to see that Paula Abdul was a judge?
I love it.
We are delighted to welcome a guest judge joining Lionel and Katie. The one and only Paula Abdul. Welcome back to America.
Look at that.
We have so many stories. How does it feel to be sitting back here on this set for you?
Well, I'm so excited to be sitting with Katie and Lionel, friends that I adore. But for me, it's like, if I'm being honest, it's kind of nostalgic.
Yeah, so she was basically just replacing Luke Bryan after...
Yeah, she's an OG. I mean, maybe this show has been on so long, maybe there are some people that didn't realize...
Don't know.
She was one of the original judges.
Yeah, like for eight seasons, the first eight seasons, along with Randy Jackson and Simon Cowell. So those were the three original judges. Ryan Seacrest has been the only one who's been there from day one.
Yeah, he has been like, and oh man, do we?
No, bring up don't even.
Oh,
we're not going to bring
for Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah, we're not going to bring up the co-host for season one that
never came back
after season one.
Nope.
Execs were like, you know what? We can do it without the dunk. We can just do it with
hashtag regrets. Yeah.
So Paula Abdul was replacing Luke Bryan after he tested positive for COVID. So
but he's doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I don't know how long she's going to be a guest judge, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, at least a couple weeks, and I don't know how many...
See, you know, this has been kind of affecting some of these shows because I don't know if you follow The Masked Singer, but they also had to kind of do a little bit of creative things there when Nick Cannon tested positive, so Niecy Nash had been hosting, but listen, it's been like a week, so spoiler alert. They brought Nick back to the show in a very unique way, which my husband called, and I said, no, if you're right, I will bow down. You will forever be the Masked Singer King, and he was right.
Oh, okay.
And we've got it on the website. It's probably buried right now because it was last week.
Oh, okay. Yes. But, see, you're talking, and like you're maybe the only one,
listen,
at least on this show, that
like the Masked Singer
cares about the Masked Singer. So
it is so amazing.
All right,
and this season's lit.
All right, so Paula Abdul back on American Idol, and Nick Cannon back on the Masked Singer. And the reason we say singer and we pronounce the G is that's because
exactly
that's how he does it.
That's how Niecy Nash was saying it too.
Maybe that's what she thought. That's how you say it. I don't know.
I guess.
She's like, well, I've heard Nick say it for years, so maybe that's how we do it. So anyways, yeah, you can see all that stuff. WDJX.com. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Okay, so this is a really cool story about a lost GoPro.
Okay.
So Rio Villa and her boyfriend found this GoPro camera when they were on a recent trip to Three Sisters Falls in San Diego. So they were like, you know what? We got to find the owners. Didn't know who it belonged to, obviously. They took the video card, watched the footage, hoping that they could find something they could use to identify the owners. Mm-hmm. What they saw was a young couple that appeared to be tourists in San Diego, looked really in love, like they were having an amazing trip, wearing identical shirts that read Better Together. And this was 4 years ago.
Okay.
And so they posted some videos on Rio's TikTok account, hoping that they could, you know, find the owners. A video went viral, millions of views.
Oh,
even
wow.
GoPro commented to help find the couple.
Dang.
The next day, Priscilla Bernal and Alejandro Lopez were contacted by family members who had seen them in the TikTok video. Alejandro had been using it to film himself go down the waterfalls when he lost it back in 2017. He said, I hit my elbow, opened my hands, threw the camera into the water, never could find it again.
Oh my gosh.
Which I think is how, like, the last story that we featured, that's exactly how it happened. They're usually jumping off a cliff or, you know, into water, going over a waterfall. That's how it gets lost. So, I mean, for 4 years, in the mud and water, still worked.
Dang.
Perfect footage. And they recently met up in Griffith Observatory in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And Priscilla and Alejandro wore the same matching shirts that they were wearing in the footage to go get it back. And now they're married. So they're really super happy that they have this footage of when they were just dating and they had this amazing trip. It was a really cool reunion. And we've got the whole story. You can see some of the video that they put up on TikTok. It's up at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
There you go. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Short but sweet. This is from Jamie.
All right.
How about a phone tap for my friend Maria? She manages an apartment complex and is always getting crazy calls from her tenants. So you'll fit right in, LOL.
LOL. So Robert Hassenpepper is in need of a place. He got kicked out of his old place. So he's just trying to bypass the whole no animals allowed rule at her apartment complex.
And Myra sent in a text message. She says, confession, I picture David Hasselhoff's face whenever I listen to Hassenpepper pranks.
All right.
I think she's really giving him a lot of credit. Because hashtag handsome.
And there you go. All
handsome
right.
Handsome Hassenpepper.
Welcome, Maria, to your phone tap.
Apartments, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. The name's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling about the apartment you have listed.
Okay, yes. I'm the apartment manager.
Wonderful. Saw the pictures, filled out the application form online. I really like what I see, and I'd like to rent that apartment.
Okay. I haven't seen your application come through yet, but I'll check my system when we hang up.
Listen, Maria, I've seen the pictures. I'm really excited about this place. I'll even put down double the damage deposit.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. You really want this apartment, huh? Actually, that'd be great for me because I've been having trouble renting this unit.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Actually, if I do it, though, I'm just asking that you be okay with one little thing. I got some pets I'd like to bring with me.
Oh, I see. There is a problem with that. We do have a no pets policy.
Well, I saw that on the form, but I figured you and I could come to some sort of agreement. I mean, you want this apartment rented, am I right?
Yeah, but we do have this policy.
Listen, Maria, I'll be in that apartment around back. Nobody will know the difference.
I don't know. What do you have, a dog?
No. Better, a turtle in a terrarium.
Okay, that sounds pretty harmless.
So it'd be all right?
Sure, I guess a turtle would be okay. So when do you want to sign the lease?
Well, hang on, Maria. I also have a couple ferrets. But they're in a cage and they never come out.
Ferrets?
Yeah, I mean, they're almost like cats.
Ooh, but we don't even allow cats.
Well, I know that, Maria, but these are cute, cuddly little ferrets. They stay in their cage, and they even have a cute little litter box in there.
I don't know. I do want to get this apartment rented, but...
No, they'll be fine. Trust me. I've been around animals all my life. We'll be no trouble at all.
Okay, I suppose. You just can't let any of the other tenants know that you have these. They don't make noise, do they?
Oh, you can trust me. They'll be quiet like a snake. Oh, that reminds me. I do have a couple snakes, a skunk, and actually a porcupine.
What? No.
Look, I tell you what. The snakes are very well behaved. They only got out once at my last place.
Oh my,
listen, it was a long ordeal, but nonetheless, I'm looking for a new apartment now.
No, snake, skunk, and a porcupine?
Well, listen, I'm telling you, they're well behaved snakes, and the skunk doesn't really smell, and the porcupine is my emotional support animal.
You have an emotional support porcupine?
Oh, that's right. He's very cuddly.
I'm hanging up. You're nuts. This is an apartment. This is not a zoo.
Now, Maria, listen, my animals and I are very quiet, although we do play 99.7 DJX real loud in the morning. We love listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K show, especially when they do those phone taps and call people on the radio. It's great. Am I right?
Am I right?
What are you talking about?
Maria! Maria, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. It's all phone tap.
What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm on the radio?
Yeah, it was Jamie's idea for this entire thing.
Oh, my God. You guys are nuts. That was crazy.
But I
a
mean,
cuddly porcupine.
That's
really?
Right. That's right. Emotional support porcupine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, my God. You miss it. You want to listen back. WVGX.com, click listen, and then just click on the phone taps tab.
On repeat.
There you are. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Let me play you like a piece of audio that's only like 10 seconds long, but it's something that owners of Tesla cars have discovered. It's a hidden voice command, and we've heard that Elon Musk has done these secret voice commands with these cars, things that do weird random things if you say different things. So, like, for instance, you could open up the trunk or the glove box by just saying this certain command that's, quote, hidden, not in the owner's manual. You ready to hear it?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's only like 5 seconds long.
Open butthole.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop.
Are you kidding me?
Why, Elon? It's like he's designing cars for little boys.
Absolutely.
Because, oh, my God.
Oh, all right. I have one more clip. I have one more clip of the same thing. A different user trying the same thing.
Open butthole.
There it is.
It opened. It worked.
Oh, good stuff. I mean, I don't have a Tesla. I don't drive one, but I
kind of want one now.
It's just kind
of
fantastic.
Just because of the fart noises and the dashboard fire that you can have, like the little fireplace that you can make the little screen look like.
All the fun secret commands. I mean, like, how did someone discover that for the very first time is my question. But
I don't know, but that thank goodness they did.
I know. I'm kind of here for that.
We have been skipping along on planet Earth not knowing that existed. And I've got a friend that has one, so now I kind of want to.
Yeah. Next time,
her and be like, "Have you done this?"
Next time you're riding your car, just be like,
"Open butthole."
Oh, who knew a 5 second piece of audio would bring me such joy this morning? But there you go.
I kind of need that standard in every car now. I don't know how they do it.
You see that Usher was trending?
I did see that, and I feel as though. You have to read way more into the story.
Oh, I know. It was a misunderstanding for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So,
if some people read like a first initial headline, then they're getting the absolute wrong story.
So,
which happens a lot.
The story and the reason Usher was trending is because he went to a Las Vegas strip club and apparently, according to one of the strippers who, I guess, posted on her Insta story, tagging the Shade Room, pictures of $100, a $20, and a $1 bill, all with Usher's face where the president would be, and it kind of promoting Usher's Las Vegas show. And the post that she put was, ladies, what would you do if you danced all night for Usher? And then he threw this. And so,
yeah, they thought that he was just trying to get out without tipping her using fake money.
Now listen.
And that wasn't the case.
Usher, we all know Usher's fondness for the strip clubs.
Oh,
and
sure.
I don't think 20 years in that no story about Usher tipping fake money would have come out if he does this on a routine basis.
Yes, for one.
Now, for two, he dropped thousands that night on, you know,
of actual dollars.
Yeah, money, bottle service, all that stuff. And then someone on his entourage throws as a joke some of those dollars, which is to promote his Vegas residency. Right. And so.
Exactly.
So Usher was.
But then, you know, so now, initially, everyone is just like, when they figured out the rest of the story, the woman who put it out there, they're, you know, attacking her for saying, hey, you're trying to smear his name for no reason.
Yeah. Just kind of like, you're leaving a lot out of this story and
yeah.
you are deliberately exaggerating the situation to try to raise your clout. So.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, Usher, again, trending because of strippers, so that's exciting.
and again, when you say it like that, I mean, true.
But the pictures of the fake dollars with Usher's, I mean, they look legit. I know, they do. I mean, like, brilliant.
There's a lot of really legit-looking fake money out there. You could buy some on Amazon. Mm-hmm. My daughter's got some upstairs. The only difference is it just says United States of Money.
I know. And
instead of United States of America.
You were just talking, I think, yesterday on the show about like,
yes.
yo, Ava, you got to be careful where you're throwing that around. Like, I could grab some
yes.
and get busted uh-huh. for counterfeiting.
Yep. I could be trying to buy stuff with it and then I'm arrested for counterfeit
funny.
Money.
yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we got the story up at WDJX.com, but it's pretty funny. Usher there. Trending because of strippers. 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do this every hour, brought to you by Carrot Heating and Cooling, Kelly K. I was going to say, call you Carrie K. Kelly K.
Well,
I know that's your sister.
You know what?
Sister.
That would have been a nice little retribution because my sister Carrie got called Kelly many, many years of her life. And in fact, had lots of certificates with my name on it instead of hers going through high school. Bless her heart.
Not right. All right.
I'll send her the tape. She'll be super excited.
There you go.
Now we got to talk about little Landon. He's 5. He lives in West Virginia, and he's a bona fide hero. So he was just swinging in his backyard,
mm-hmm.
Heard someone call out. Turns out it was his neighbor in his 70s who had fallen down an embankment next to his driveway and tumbled into a creek.
Yeah.
So he rushed inside, got his mom, Leslie, who was unable to get like 4 family members to come help get the guy out of the creek bed before the ambulance got there and transported him to the hospital for medical attention. And Landon said, I was crying so bad. I was crying for him. But then when he found out that his neighbor was going to be fine, he said, I was jumping everywhere. I was jumping on the couch. And then his local news station gave Landon the Hometown Hero Award.
Aww.
And when a reporter asked him if he felt like a hero for mm-hmm. helping his neighbor, he said, yep. Yep, I am a hero.
Yeah, yeah,
that
call
me.
Slap Landon a badge
a
on me. That's right.
Yep. It's a really cute story. He's adorable. And it's just, you know, being in the right place at the right time. Quick thinking
good
at 5.
Him.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What's the statute of limitations on once a cheater, always a cheater?
Ooh, well, that's always a touchy subject. It's a little controversial.
I know.
People are going to have opinions.
So she was the woman who was cheated with. Does that make sense?
Okay. So
yeah.
She was the other woman?
Yeah, she was the other woman. And this story's kind of wild. And it
sounds like it has many layers.
It does. It dates 12 years. and it's group therapy.
We have to determine if it has a future or not.
Buckle up for this one. This is kind of cool. WDGX.com. We're looking for your derby outfit of the day, your derby OOTD. All right. You can then literally win tickets to the Oaks or the Derby. I mean, and we're not talking like general admission tickets because there are no general admission tickets.
No, it's all super special and exclusive now.
Yeah, it's like your own pod. All we need to see is like your favorite derby outfit. All right. Daily winners will be chosen beginning next week. So this is kind of a big deal. WDGX.com, click on win and give us a pick of your favorite derby outfit, and people will be randomly chosen beginning next week to win tickets to spring meet, win tickets maybe even to the Oaks or Derby 147. So there at WDJX.com, click win. All right, coming up next, this one's kind of, Kelly described it, it's got layers.
It's got many layers, and I feel like they're coming to us to determine if this relationship has a future or not. That's a lot of pressure.
It is. I mean, we've been put in this position before, so you know what? I mean, we can handle it, right? And when I say sure. We, I mean a collective we. Like we
that's
got
right.
This. Not
the group.
Not just Kelly and I, because Lord knows we couldn't help. It's group therapy, kind of like, what's the statute of limitations on the whole once a cheater, always a cheater sort of thing, all right?
Can people change?
Yep, that's next, group therapy on 99.70JX. I'm going to toss a phone number out here real quick. 502-571-9970, if you're in a spot where you could chime in. Would love to hear your thoughts on this group therapy where, you know, sometimes you just need the opinion of someone else, all right? And that's where we come in. Let me get into this. The message says, about 12 years ago, when I was a senior in college, I dated a guy who I knew had a girlfriend he was in a long-distance relationship with. He had moved to town for a job, and we met at a bar and became friends. He didn't know many people in town, so I introduced him to my friends, and along the way, he and I became friends and started hanging out. He told me about his girlfriend, quote, back home, so we had boundaries until we didn't. One night, things changed, and we got romantic, and it was no stopping after that.
Ooh.
So anyway, I know it was wrong, and I thought in the back of my mind that he would just break it off with her. After all, I was in town and close. Well, after about 6 months into our relationship, he told me that he got engaged to his long-distance girlfriend, and it crushed me.
Yikes.
He said he realized what he was doing was wrong, and he wanted to make a commitment to her. Like I said, it crushed me. We went our separate ways. He eventually moved out of town, and we lost touch. I wound up dating and getting married to another guy several years later, but we divorced after 5 years of marriage. Fast forward to last week, I get a Facebook message from him asking how I'm doing. I was floored. I hadn't seen or talked to him in over 12 years. He explained that he was now divorced and looked me up, noticed that I was single on my Facebook page, and decided to reach out. My question is, do I give this guy a second chance? We're both single now, or so I think, she says in parentheses.
Oh, yikes.
And have already been romantic with each other. But my best friend has always told me, and especially since my divorce, that once a cheater, always a cheater. What do you guys think?
I see why people say that, but then I also, you know, like to give people second chances.
Yeah.
And, you know, that people can grow, and 12 years is a long time. So, like, maybe there's a lot of maturing that happened, you know, self-reflection.
Yeah.
Maybe figured out that's not the person that I want to be. I mean, there are a lot of situations here. Like, I don't know. This is tough.
All right. So I want to toss it to you. 502-571-9970. I'd be curious to know if anybody was successful at this. Like, well, immediately, I'm thinking, you know, hey, you're both single. I mean,
yeah,
so
and it's
been
12 years. Tisha's kind of like the same way. She said, if they're both unattached, go for it. People grow and learn. Mm-hmm. Give love a chance.
Yeah. All right.
Like, maybe he figured out that she was really actually the one that got away.
Maybe. All right. 502-571-9970. Man, group therapy. So we got a message from a listener who had a relationship with a guy like 12 years ago. She knew that he had a girlfriend. So she was the other woman, and he wound up...
But she lived in the same town as him, and the girlfriend was long distance, and she assumed he'd end it with her to keep going with our listener, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. He wound up actually getting married to that long-distance girlfriend. Well, fast forward to just last week, she gets a message from him. They both have since gotten married and gotten divorced, so they're both now divorced and single, and... He's reaching out to her, wondering what's up, and just kind of wants to see her. My friend's like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Don't do it. But she's just kind of like, what do you think?
But can people change? Yeah. Can people change and grow with maturity? And there's a lot of questions that most people have. They're like, okay, what was the reason his marriage ended?
Mm.
If it's cheating, nope. Red flag. He hasn't learned his lesson. Don't do it.
Yeah.
However... There are a lot of people who are kind of like on team second chances. Anthony said, I think because 12 years has passed, both are now divorced and single. Give it a chance. I think he realized she's the one who got away. People can change. Hopefully he has. James said, my girlfriend at the time cheated on me while I was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. When I got back, we reconciled, have been happily married for 13 years. Long distance is hard, but I think she should give it a chance. I think it matters the circumstances.
Yeah, I you know, she did say that, and I don't know if this gives him any sort of credibility, but she wrote that he was upfront with her about his girlfriend. And so, you know, they had boundaries.
Never lied about it.
Yeah, never lied about it. Wasn't like keeping her a secret from our listener. But, you know, circumstances, the whole, you know, long distance thing, love the one you're with sort of thing wound up happening.
Yeah.
And, you know,
distance is hard.
Yeah.
Ira has a situation to share. She said, I've had a similar situation. Only difference is I am still married. He is not. Although I'm married, my feelings for him are still there because they never officially ended things. Mm. He's reached out to me several times. All I could do was eventually block him all around. But the best thing is my husband understands my feelings, doesn't make me feel bad about it. He understands that the past is the past and you never really get over your first love. But she is, you know, said, I'm never going to act on it.
Yeah, Chelsea brings up a good point. You were his second choice the first time. Why would you want to be his second choice again? Ignore the message.
Ooh. That's tough. Man, people are either clearly on one side.
It's really split. Terry, hey, what do you think?
If he's going to cheat, then he's always going to do it.
Okay, so you're saying it doesn't matter how long ago it was, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater, and that's his loss. He should have took her. He should have not got engaged with the girl and took the other one.
Okay. All right. Terry, appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, Alexis, thanks so much for hanging on. What do you think?
So I have to say I agree with Kelly on the second chances because I sent her a message saying the same thing happened to me last week.
Last week?
Yeah. So my boyfriend and I have been together about a year now, not 12. And we had previously talked a little bit and then stopped. And then a year ago, we kind of got back together, finally like started talking again and met. And it was like a whirlwind from there. Like,
yeah.
We just clicked so well and everything was all good. And I found out last week that he was dating someone when we met.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it all depends on your relationship because we had to talk, you know, we talked about it and decided, you know, we're going to move past this. And we had to agree, like, okay, if we're going to move past it, it has to stay in the past. And he's never given me a reason to not trust him and to think that anything beyond that's going to happen. And, you know, we just had a talk about, if something ever happens, just don't do that to me.
All right.
The funniest part is the girl's name was Kelly. So.
Alexis, thank you so much. And good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
So Tanya said, once a cheater, always a cheater is not real life. I mm-hmm. cheated on my significant other in the beginning of our relationship. And once I realized how much I felt about him, I told him about it and haven't since. Wouldn't dream of it now. Happily together for 13 years. Mm. Teen people can change.
Yeah, Tanya on Facebook, go for it. Just don't jump to conclusions and don't fall for his BS lines. It might just be your time to finally be together.
Yes, maybe it was wrong time earlier, 12 years ago in your lives, and now you figured some stuff out, the universe has brought you back together, and now it might be the right time.
All right, can I, okay, yeah, let's kind of wrap this, I guess, for now, and move on, but I want to weigh in on this real quick. Can I have an opinion?
Okay, the spotlight is yours.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. Part of me thinks they have a history. There were bumps and things that happened in the past. They already have been romantic, so that part's out of the way. I mean, if they're both single, why not?
So you're basically saying he wouldn't be reaching out if he wasn't serious about wanting to go down that road again because he's already seen the road.
I mean, and there are a lot of people that are like, you know, booty call. And of course, you know, that's in the back of my mind, too. But I think that you give him a chance at least, or you meet him for coffee and just say, sure, we can catch up. But I'm
cautiously optimistic.
But I think, you know, you go into that meeting almost like you're meeting again for the very first time. Like,
well, yeah, you got to be a little guarded knowing the history, and you got to figure out if he has, you know, figured out that he doesn't want to be a cheater anymore, and also figure out what ended his marriage. I think that's a very key point for a lot of people. Like, listen,
so
if
his
marriage ended because he cheated on her, that is a bad sign
that
he has not figured that out.
Yeah. I mean, and giving the guy the benefit of the doubt, it's been 12 years and he wasn't married when they got together.
We're romantic at heart, aren't we? Figured that out about us.
I'd love to, like, hear what happens. If you wind up, you know, whatever, if you block him, let us know. If you wind up going out with him, let us know. I think that's fantastic. If you want to chime in, you can, 502-571-9970, or just leave it on our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need her to wait a couple of dates, though, before she reaches back out, because I need more than one date. I feel like you need to investigate this for like a couple of months until you really get to know the situation figure out if he is sincere,
man,
if he's changed,
unless
he's gonna,
they go out on that first date after 12 years and then everything just floods back.
Oh, yeah. If she immediately knows after first date, then let us know, too.
And they wind up hooking up on that first date, man. I don't know. All right. That's group therapy here on 99.70JX.
She used to meet me on ice in the city with a sun.
Are we learning a little bit more and more about the vigilante the longer this goes here on 99.70JX? Last hour, it was creepy. This hour, he says gamer. G-A-M-E-R. Gamer. So I'm imagining this guy hacking us from the basement of his parents' house.
Oh, for sure.
Playing video games.
Yeah.
Day in and day out.
If the next word is underwear, we're really going to have a picture.
Absolutely. Gamer, G-A-M-E-R, gamer, get that in, WDJX.com, and you are in to win that $1,000 here on 99.7DJX. Hey, I want to give you an update on a story we had told you a long time ago. Remember this guy who made national news for violating the border lockdowns, riding on a jet ski from Scotland to Ireland across the Irish Sea to visit his girlfriend.
Big romantic gesture.
Yeah, had never...
Got arrested.
Right, had never ridden a jet ski before and took him about 4.5 hours to get across. You know, it was a huge romantic gesture. He was
only to get arrested.
Arrested.
I mean, dang.
His girlfriend was like, oh my, okay.
She was impressed.
Yeah, impressed.
I would be.
So I got an update. Did they get married? Oh my gosh, wedding bells!
Yes.
Nope, they didn't. Broken up. Jessica and Dale. Sorry, even that gesture of love last year was not enough to save their relationship. Apparently, Dale failed in his attempt to gain residency in Jessica's home state, and she has deleted her photos of him off all social media. So
dang, love is truly dead when you do that. When dead. You erase all trace.
I know, it's
oh,
done.
Wow.
It's
you're not
done.
Going back.
Yeah, so no. I saw no. that and I was just like, oh man, stab a knife in the heart there.
If
so.
They can't make it.
Who can?
Who can?
I know. So Jessica and Dale, who, remember, went across the Irish Sea to visit his girlfriend, only now, 2 months later, be broken up with, apparently.
That is tragic. You know what? This is all fine and good, though, but what about Paul? We need to know about Paul.
Oh, my God. Paul.
Amy was like, that's great. Was super invested. But what about Paul?
Paul.
Is Paul doing okay?
Yeah, remind
from,
me.
Like, group therapy several
yeah.
weeks back?
Gosh, that was a saga that took place over several days, even. I'm trying to even remember
yeah, it's
what,
like
what
his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend wanted to come stay in town
oh my
at
gosh.
Her apartment.
Yes,
and then we were like texting him in real time when he was texting her, and
holy
she was
cow.
All like, "I'm not comfortable staying at your apartment, Paul." And we're all like, "What? But you're dating Paul. Yeah. You're not even dating that other guy before, but that's fine." And then you were like texting him what to say in the middle of the show,
oh,
and we were
right
all
in
invested, and now
yes.
we don't even know what's happening.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, let me see if I can. I mean, we've got a. Let me tell you. I mean, we've got a ton of messages. So let me see if I can keyword search Paul and find his.
I was gonna say, do you still have his number? Let's
reach,
text him right now.
Reach
I'm sure
back
he's
out
listening.
To him. Yeah, I'm sure he is. Right. All right. Well, maybe we'll try to see if we can
hashtag
get
an, what about Paul?
Get an update on hashtag what about Paul. All right. Do you remember the guy, Chris Crocker, from like, oh gosh, 10, 15 years ago? He had.
Let me recreate what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Leave Brittany alone.
Yes, that guy.
That's what he said.
The Leave Britney Alone guy, who back in 2007 became viral after he uploaded that iconic, diatribe about, you know, leaving Britney alone, which kind of interesting now if you take a look back at that and the time Britney was in, and then you watch kind of the documentary and you're like, okay, well, maybe there was some truth to that.
We're like same. Yeah.
Know,
and now
I mean,
let
right?
me just say he's really funny. Like he's kind of developed a name for himself for being like a really funny comedian.
Oh, good.
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's hot.
Well,
I'll say that too.
He deleted his YouTube channel. But back in 2015, but then yeah, you're right. On other social media, he is, for sure, you know, making a name for himself. Anyways, he is now selling that as an NFT. So
that's so great. I have no idea still about NFTs. I'm as clueless about these as I am about Bitcoin. In my mind, it's like imaginary money. Like, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, it's digital art that you can own. But here's the thing. It's still Chris Crocker, still his content. However, you can own that original Leave Britney Alone YouTube video there. So,
but how do you own it? Like, why would you do, when you can just go to YouTube and play it? Like, why do you need to own it in a digital form? This is really weird.
I don't know. It's, you know, why do you collect art?
Okay. But do you pay real money to get the digital art? Or do you pay, like, digital money to get the digital art? I'm so confused. Like, you need to really break it down in toddler terms for me.
I can't do that, Kelly, because I'm not all that much more knowledgeable. I mean, it's... NFT stands for non-fungible token. It's a
that doesn't tell me anything.
Okay.
I don't know what that means either.
Okay.
Like, what does fungible mean?
You can't recreate it. It's
okay.
It's a moment in time that you're owning. So
well, you can go to YouTube and just watch it when you want,
okay.
And it's free.
Yeah, I mean, then there's that too. Then there's that. So, anyways, yeah.
I just don't get it.
Chris Crocker, Leave Britney Alone. That is now an NFT. Which, if that's your thing, you can buy it.
Save your money. Go to YouTube.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You miss anything from the show, you catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com. The entire show is going to be up there in a little bit. And then also the segments, you can catch yourself up on our group therapy this morning. Man, really divided. Like, you can't...
Yeah, we were pretty split on this.
Yeah, you can't go into the comments section on Facebook and get a single thread of an answer, one comment to the next. They're all different. So, I mean,
I feel like she needs to at least go on a date with the dude, investigate what's happened in the 12 years since they dated, find out why he got divorced, because if it's cheating, I think we end it there.
Yeah, she knew.
But people can change.
That's right. This dated 12 years ago. When she realized, that, you know, he was in a long distance relationship, she knew about it. They wound up hooking up. But then he
broke up with her,
basically, and
married the long distance girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. So, but now they're both single. 12 years later, he hits her up on Facebook. She's like, what do I do? And her girlfriend's like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Don't do it. Man.
But there are a lot of people who have reached out with specific examples in their lives of how they were in the same situation and it's worked out. So
I know that's an interesting one. A lot of layers. So catch yourself up at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see whatever you missed there on Facebook or on the WDJX.com. Click listen. All there. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.